Welcome back. Yeah, last slice of outside the pizza box this week. And here's how I do things when it comes to politics, since I always say it's personal with me. It's not really politics. So in Stoughton this week, Tuesday, the election for mayor and others, but, you know, but between the former mayor, who I knew because my dad had him as a kid in school. Tim is the mayor there right now, right? And I know him. And it's not like I dislike him either because, you know, he's not a Trumper, that's for sure. But Sharon Boersma has been working in the county for like 30 or 40 years, raised her family here. You know, it's not like Tim and his family aren't working here and raised here, but she's worked for Dane County Human Services, I believe was. Anyway, she's running for mayor against him. I think he's, you know, pretty popular, so it's kind of hard. But I don't know how many people in Stoughton know that, you know, this mayor and the city council that they have right now, you know, got through a couple stages of taking the city dam out and turning the river there at that point into like a little whitewater kayaking thing with pools and fountains and stuff. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And people are like, well, you know, it was before the dam was there or there wasn't a dam. And I go, yeah. And, you know, that's how they stopped flooding and other things and used it for power. And we've talked about this. It's like, if you aren't progressive, if your policies don't match real critical thinking in today's age, I've got no use for it. I mean, I can watch that anytime, man. I don't even watch the news, man. I don't watch. Man, the only thing, I turn on corporate Nazi news for a little while. But, you know, it's like ever since this war started, it's like they don't give a rat's about any other issues. It's just, let's just, you know, and then cheer for this like it's a game. And then speaking of cheering, you know, the Bucks took it on the chin last night, but they rested their whole, and they had a good time. They had a great time. Here's the thing I don't understand. Wait, I'm going to go. We'll talk about Giannis when we get done here, but let's go to Andy in Beaver Dam because he's been waiting.
Well, Mike, you are a young man.
Yep.
When Jimmy Carter got elected.
Yeah.
Back at the bicentennial, the country was 200 years old.
Yeah, that's 15.
And, right.
And I lived through the embarrassment of working to try and get George McGovern. He got like, that was a huge landslide.
Oh, he got killed.
For Nixon.
Got
killed. Like, I didn't have insight back then, right, Andy?
Yeah. Nixon didn't even have to do the Watergate to cheat because he pretty well had that thing under control. But he killed himself in the long run when he wouldn't admit to having the bad guys. But anyway, Jimmy Carter is just, you know, he got into a bad circumstance with the Shah and all that. And you know, but the guy was sincere. He was a good guy. He's, you know, one of the oldest. He's the oldest living president in history. I mean, you know, the guy, him and Rosen are like 95 or 96 years old, whatever. But then of course, oh my God! And when we come up with Ronald Reagan, and that's when everything started to. You know, really slide downhill. We don't care about people anymore. And we're just, you know, it's called the government's your enemy. And it's just, you know, it's been kind of crummy ever since, you know. I would say it's the way it is. But that's my remembrance of Carter. And he's still around today, so that's good.
Amazing. Yeah, thanks, and hopefully you'll be around for a while, Andy, and me too. And, of course, Jason, he'll have to live through the apocalypse. Nice! But, I mean, America's foreign policy is a bloody history, people. It's not like, you know, it's just like, and the policies, we established this country was to come in here and commit genocide against Native American cultures and wipe them out and make treaties with them and make them move to, you know, places that weren't all that great. And then when it turns out that they could live there and make it a pretty decent place, well, let's go take it away from them. It's like throughout history. Yeah, quit calling it critical race theory. Just call it truth. Yeah. I mean, people must not believe or understand history the same as like you and I do, right?
I mean, think about the perspective that you can gain as a person having that knowledge. But when you don't have the knowledge of the history of how all those things actually happened, then you just kind of coast with the messaging of, oh, it's the greatest country in the world, and oh, we're just so amazing, and blah, blah, and all the nationalism and the pride builds up, right? And but like those are hard things that people should face and be aware of and learn from it. Learn from it. Come on, that's what history is for.
Well, I like it when people say that, you know, that don't think about the same way I do about social issues, apparently, and the planet. Say things, oh, I watch everything. I try to get it from all sides.
Get it from all...
Ooh. No, dudes, okay. I watch everything, and it makes me sick, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so much so, I have to turn it off. You know, I don't know if people understand this, Mark in the sack, if you can hear this, but before I take CJ's call, I always have to go outside and partake in marijuana flakes. Huh? Snowflakes, marijuana flakes. Ah, beautiful day. And what's going on in the Senate, in the Congress, and in the United States right now? They're starting to think about federal laws pertaining to marijuana because, yes, it took long enough for enough big ag companies and pharma companies to get their little fingers in there.
Mm.
And then once they do make it legal, I'm going to grow my own, man, or get it from people that grow it. I know it's organic. I know it'll have, it's, oh, well, we have to regulate how much, you know, you guys don't regulate how much alcohol people can consume.
It's a great point.
Right? But, yeah. I mean, you can get tanked on, like, you know, a half pint. I know. And for others, it takes more, but it's like, yeah, and then you lose all function. And sometimes you don't remember anything. And,
great point.
Then you start, you know, sounding like CJ. Because you're just tanked, man. And which, by the way, I, you know, regardless of what that guy does, I still like him, right? You know, hey, good memories. But I don't know what happened, man. I maybe that it was always like that. So I know I'm not like your average white guy. And I don't just mean because all my offspring are brown and beautiful and stuff. Man, now they're in Mexico. You know, watching them in Cancun, they were there for a while, and then they're flying somewhere else. Can't argue with that. Everybody's worried about school. Oh, I'm sure they're learning by going places and stuff right now. And right now, I don't know, school, geez, depends, you know, if you're going to a well-funded, privileged white school. There's a lot of schools now that are, you know, mixed cultures big time, right? It's kind of hard not to. We've talked about that. It's kind of hard not to have every culture here. Now we're going to have more people from Ukraine. But when we were at the Capitol, I met plenty of people from Ukraine and Russia. And they were both friends with me. You know, people all over the world are good. But I'm, you know how I feel, man. I feel like this has already been decided, okay? The worst is yet to come. Which doesn't mean you should stop enjoying life, but it means watch your ass, because it's a really crazy world out there, and you can't hardly drive down the street without crazy stuff in front of you, behind you, and all around you. I'm wrong.
Got one quick one for you here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is for you right here.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah, they do.
That's you, bro.
It's like I saw this really cute little dog, and I said to their owner, I said, oh, I bet all the foxes like that guy. Who's one of those cute little fox-looking dogs, you know, they're smiling like, cute curled tail. Beautiful dog. Yeah, we're almost done. Huh. That was a fast hour, man. Thanks, everybody, for listening and calling in. It's a Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK. Out of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Caw-caw! We'll be back next week, man. We got a minute? Cool. Anything else you want to add? Giannis. Okay, if you gave him the MVP the last 2 years, just tell me how somebody's going to get the MVP over him right now. You got to be kidding me, man. It's like nobody's ever seen, you know, and I think that... I think Isaiah Thomas is right. It's kind of like the second coming of Ralph Sampson. But no, dude. Ralph Sampson, meet the Greek freak. This guy isn't going to go down anytime soon. We're going to win another championship.
He's the man.
Go Final Four. I don't care who wins. See you next week.